This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service 4Net. If you wish to check in, please call. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service 4Net. If you're listening on the Central Michigan Emergency Network UHF and VHF linked repeaters, you may also check in on this net. Please call KD@RHB. November. It's just N8OBU and myself here. KD8RHB.
Copy that. KD8RHB and N8OBU.
I hear you here. N8OBU.
Okay, I got you doing one as well. KD8RHB.
We do for fun.
Copy that. Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ERPRCNet. KD8RHB, KD8D1.
Yeah, go ahead, Matt.
Boy, you are really good readable. Can you be alternate one today?
Yeah, Roger, and I'm running power today for the first time, so yep, I can be alternate.
How's my signal?
Right now it's good. It faded when you first were talking, but right now it's good. Over.
Yeah, it'll probably come up a little bit as we go. Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ERPRCNet. So I wanted to set up my buddy Paul in place at Eagle 6100, but the mosquitoes in Wisconsin just killed it.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That's no fun.
Rider,
Michigan, it's Kilo Echo 8, Delta, November, standing by Michigan, Delta, PLC.
KJBD checking. Is the net running for Michigan Air PSC net? This is KJBD.
KJBD back in there. Next checking, please. Michigan section here at BSJNet.
KW5 AM.
Can you give me a call sign again, please?
Kilo, Whiskey 5, Alpha Sierra, KW5 AM, Skip in Bedabro, Michigan.
Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARPS unit. Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARPS CNET. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar. Alaska November, standing by Michigan Section ARPS CNET. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARPS CNET.
K8DOM,
WDUSA,
how copy
you? WDUSA, K8DOM, have a good lead approach.
Okay, roger, thank you.
Probably come out with the basic scenario before long.
send the plan, the plan, because he used to send the plan out to y'all 1 month prior to the exercise, just as we've been doing in the past. Tuesday, I'll be down to Diamonddale. We have the second drill for Fermi 2, and that is just ahead of the evaluated exercise, which will be later this month. So looking forward to getting down there for that. And then Wednesday evening is the Region 5 OXCOM committee, subcommittee meeting as part of the RECWID, the Regional Emergency Communication Coordination Working Group. And now you know why we call it RECWID. So anyway, if you're interested in joining that, if you don't have it, if you're not already on the list, just drop me a note or a win link, K-E-A-G-O-R, and you can get an invite for that. It's on Zoom at 8 p.m. on Wednesday. All right, with that, let's go to KDE-RHB to be followed by NMAOBU. KDE-RHB, Mr. Brett, what's happening down your way?
Good afternoon, Max. Good to hear you. Good to hear those of you on the net. Not too much going on here, at least around the district. District's been quiet. Working on hoping to fill the vacancy in St. Joseph County pretty soon, so stay tuned there. Also, looking at this upcoming week, I'll be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I will be in the MOCOM trailer at the Calhoun County Fair, and I'll be basically being dispatched. So looking forward to that. Took some time off of work to be able to support that. So that's a good learning opportunity for me and supporting the CERB agency. Not too much other than that. As of now, went to Detroit this weekend and hung out there. Not too much OXCOM radio related or CERT stuff going on. So I'll give it back to you, Max. This is actually. Let me circle back. We did have an EF2 last week. EF2 last week, so in St. Joseph County. It just went just south of my my work in the southwest corner of Kalamazoo County, and it went into, it started just north and west of Three Rivers, and that's where it wound up. It was about 8 miles long, and it started out as an EF1, their original ranking, and then they upgraded it to an EF2, so, I left my work and went and spotted. Didn't see anything, but too close for comfort there. Anyways, that's all I got. Thanks for doing it. This is KD8RHB.
All right, KD8RHB, KD8DLM. Wow, getting close to the weather like that. Not necessarily the way you all have it, but so glad to know that you came through that all. And it would be nice to hear about getting the radio check up in St. Joe County. That would be good to hear. Have fun at the fair. Don't eat too many elephants here. Next up, we've got NAOBU to be followed by KAJDD. Mr. Mike, what's happening?
Oh, not much. Working on the bench today, tuning up some duplexers for another repeater I'm going to put on the air, but nothing important here. Just riding along and trying to do my part. Thank you guys for being here. It's a little short. I think Jeff's out of town today, so I don't know if anybody was there to link everything else in or not, but I'm here. So thanks for being that control, and I'll sit here and listen out in case I'm needed. NAOBU.
All right, well, we appreciate you riding along and providing all your links every week. It's a great service to have. Next, we go to KAJDD to be followed by KW5AS. Mr. Jim, how are things in Washtenaw?
KADLN and the net, this is KJBD, ECRO for Washtenaw County. The name is Jim. The people region 5 got a little rough in spots. The propagation is kind of weird, but that's sort of what happens when you're in a minor geomagnetic storm, I suppose. But everything went well. Appreciate WDA USA running the net.
what's happening here. One local radio club, Arrow, has a guy in that's going to be talking about practical HF antennas on Wednesday. So I'm looking forward to checking that out and seeing what's going on. And other than that, the only thing is there is a possibility, I'll find out probably tomorrow for sure, that I may be over in Wayne County sort of participating on the FEMA, not FEMA, but Kermit, second exercise. Looking forward to that. If that comes through, that'll be a great chance to sort of get over and see what's going on over in Wayne County. So I'm hoping I get the chance to go do that. Other than that, I've got a hex team that is sitting down there calling for me put together, and so I got some other goodies, and one of these days when I finally get around to a little extra time, I will go through and set that up. Had a 17-meter Moxon at one point, and a solar UV sort of eventually took out the fishing poles I used as shredders. So looking forward to get back and having a beam on 20 and 17. I figure that's the only ones they really need. Other than that, there's not a heck of a lot going on here. Enjoying the weather, having some great weather here for a change. Actually, in Michigan, the weather's not bad at all most of the time. And so I'm grateful for that. Anyway, thanks for running the NetMax, and I'll take it back to you. KEATON, this is
KATJDD. All right, Jim, thank you very much for the report there. KATD is KEATON, Michigan Section AIPIC. Look forward to hearing you when, if you do get over to Wayne County, if they let you on the radio. We'll be listening from Diamonddale there. We're also, should mention, we're going to have a couple of injects, I guess, so we're going to see if we can contact Wisconsin. They're focused on see if they can make contact from their COC. When they've operated on the Region 5 maps, you mentioned that, but most of the operators tend to be running from their home locations. I go to the SCOC when it's my turn to be net controlled, mainly because the equipment's better, and that also gives us a chance to really test on that location as well. So, and hopefully you get down there, and like I said, hopefully we'll get to chat with you. All right, next we go northbound. We're going to go up to Menominee, KW5AS, to be followed by WDUSA. Hey, Skip, I waved when you drove by. I don't know if you saw me or not. What's happening up your way?
This is KW5AS. Good afternoon, good night. First of all, I can hear everybody. Just that alone is a great achievement. And sorry I missed your way. I was looking, but couldn't find you at the time. As far as what's going on here, well, I've been figuring around. I have WinLink working both on packet and backdoor. I have managed to, on a good night when propagation was good, I managed to catch a packet station in Wisconsin that I could actually test out and send. So I've got backdoor packet working. Was working on digital modes. I was running an old version of MixW 2.0 and or 2.1. But anyways, it allows me to use Olivia, but not a lot of other modes like FT8 wasn't embedded yet back then. So I for a while there I tried some other software, couldn't get them to work. So I'm in the process of just hooking the old MixW backup on my old TF2000. Right now I'm on the 590. I've got two HF rigs. I had two of them for when I was in hurricane territory. That way I can actually split the station into two and have one station ready and hooked up for backdoor while the other one could actually run voice. So I have one for digital, one for voice. And it worked out pretty well, son. And I assume that I'd like to see if I could talk to some people around here to set up similar to what I had in Texas. I had a good station that I could run on battery or generator. So what I could do is when you had EOCs that were in, not in great spots with great antennas, I could be a relay station where I could pick up the traffic and then pass the traffic on to the EOC and back and forth. How much was fun? Other than that, just kind of tinkering around. I know winter's going to be here soon, so I'm trying to get all the outside stuff done so I can do the inside tinkering for winter. And also, I'd like to get the house, start getting the house in order. I think I will probably sell the place next year. Just getting older, and I think that I would rather not shovel snow the rest of my life. And I'm over that control, KW5A.
All right, Skip, thanks for the report. KW5AS, KEAPUN, Michigan Section ERPS, CNET. Having multiple modes of wind link available to you is a good thing. You never know which way you're going to be able to reach out and touch somebody, and so having options there is a good thing to have on the table. Please planning, right? And then as far as portable setups go, I know that they play with portable stations and doing relays a lot on the east side of the Inland Corridor, so it's good to be able to have some portable capabilities over on that side as well. At some point, we should be able to connect end to end, I would hope, and two relays at least be able to do something there. Sounds like a real good, good way to go there. So, let's see. With that, let me go to USA, and that's going to bring us to the top of the roster. So, Mr. Joe, first off, thank you for taking the news this afternoon. I unfortunately was not able to join, but WDUSA, how are things? How's everything else going?
KATON and the Michigan Archinet, WDUSA, first of all, news stations, good real. A lot of them, all of them are good readable or better, which is a delight. 60 was extremely short, so was 40 to a great degree. Guess we had that minor solar storm going on, so what's new? But, and then there were some problems with D-Star, but we collected them all on DMR. So, yeah, it was a challenge, but you're frequently challenged, so you just deal with it. And Skip, just some information for you. If you're planning on moving into a condo situation, be aware of restricted covenant, and you don't want to get yourself into that bailiwick, so just a word of warning. I tend to avoid that, and I have no intention of getting into that situation. I'd rather shovel snow. Matt, question for you. When is the 6th District up for this net? Over.
WDUSA, this is KD8RHB. Net control doesn't have a good copy on you. What is your question for relay?
My question is, when is District 6 up for this net? As control, over.
Stand by. WDUSA, 2 weeks from today, August 25th, over.
Okay, August 25th, there, Max is not hearing me. If you could relate to Max that, okay, I'm going to write that down. CNET, all right, Michigan, 6th District, all right. And also relay to Max that I would like that link for the Wickwick meeting on Wednesday, and we'll be able to make it. And also, Max, if you're hearing me, my main project over this summer has been getting the antenna system up at the new Red Cross building on Broadmoor in Grand Rapids. The antennas are all up. So next week we'll start running the feed lines from outside into the shack, and then wait for the professional installers to do the groundwork, and then that project will be done. So that's been my big project, basically all summer is getting that system up and running. And it'll be a complete system. It'll have PATTOR 3, VHF, UHF complete, also 2 meter sideband, and other modes, DMR, it'll have that and D-Star, so it'll be a pretty complete setup when we're done. So I guess that's about it for, and like I said, at Mineral Station is pretty good, but evidently I said it too much, but that stands to reason. What I experienced on the Oxcom not today. Wish everybody a great rest of your weekend, and Matt, back to you. WDA USA, over.
All right, thank you, Joe. C-E-D-O-N, did you copy any of that?
Negative, he was just downrange in the minority flying, unfortunately.
All right, so comments from WDA USA. He's asking if you could send him the link for the Reckwick meeting on Wednesday. He also mentioned that they've been focused on the antenna system in Grand Rapids at the Red Cross building. Said that they're getting, it should have Pactor 3, VHF, UHF, DMR, and D-Star. And a few other things there. So that was his main message back to you, over.
Okay, Roger, thank you for relaying. WDA USA will be sending out the, I will be sending out the meeting reminder probably tonight. So thank you again for the relay there, Brett. We're here at KEADON, Michigan Section Radio, DRCNet. And we reached the bottom of the roster, so I'll take a pause here and see if there's anybody else who'd like to check in. Please call now.
Kilo, Charlie, 8, Yankee, Victor, Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
KCAYVF, anyone else wishing to check in? In relay.
This is KC8YVF, Ron ECRO for Saginaw County. Not too much going on here in Saginaw County this month. Back on the August 6th, we participated in the National Night Out, part of the county event. Had a very good showing, even though it had rained quite a bit earlier in the day. They were still able to get the event off. Normally they bring in a helicopter or two, but none of those arrived this year because of the weather, the cloud cover and things like that, so that did not happen. But they were able to adjust to put all the vehicles on in the parking lot rather than on the lawn where they normally park them. It's out held normally at the Saginaw Township soccer fields. But it turned out very well attended. 2,000-3,000 people at least. We had our county communications trailer set up. There were seven of us there that were manning the trailer to do tours through the comms trailer, talk about amateur radio, emergency service, weather spotting, and whatever else they wanted to know. So we did set up at 5 o'clock. The event started at 6, ran to about 9 o'clock. And like I said, we had a good turnout there for that. Coming up on the 22nd is our next Aries training. This is our normal welcome back kind of thing. We give them July off, so we do kind of a little cookout to start out tonight. And then we do a movie night where we come up with some emergency type of preparedness, movie-related type thing. We've been doing this for probably 10, 12 years. So it welcomes everybody back. They get something to watch that's kind of emergency and preparedness oriented. So it's a good time. September, we'll be in the mode. We'll be doing our training down at our 911 center at the conference room there in preparation for the SAT in October. So hopefully we'll have a little preliminary information that I can pass along to everybody at that meeting since it falls the fourth Thursday of the month there in September. So that's what I've got from Saginaw County. Back to net control, KCAYVF.
All right, KCAYVF, KUDON, Michigan Section, we have the CNET. Well, I will...
Okay, yes, and I plan right now as is to be able to get the
exercise plan out by about the 14th of September, so I think that might work out for you as to being able to have information that's on the lawn. So earlier than that, I had mentioned that that's our first planning session will be tomorrow night, and of course the set itself will be on October 12th. Let's see here. Let's see here. Once again at the bottom of the roster for the Michigan Section here at PSC. If there's anyone else wishes to call before we close, please call now. Alright, hearing none, we had a runtime of 23 minutes or 7 seconds. Thank you very much for joining this afternoon. That will conclude this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Next week, District 5 has a turn at the wheel, and we wish everyone a good, great, safe, and healthy week ahead. This is KEDON, closing this session and returning this frequency to normal LTE. KEDON.
Thanks for being net control. Thanks to everybody that participated. We'll try to catch you again next week, 73, and it'll be you clearing the remote.
I appreciate your help. KEDON.